Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? Tonight in studio, we've got model and cartoonist Meg. Hot. Not sad. We have everybody here, including our minorities. Check us out online. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, and join us in the chat room. Sorry, I just had the need to do that, and I haven't done it lately, so I felt the urge to get that one off my chest. Ladies and gentlemen, you're live with the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher, and let's go through the usual suspects here. Starting off, we've got Ginger sitting across from me. I've got Decaf, I've got Murphy, and I've got Chief. Say hello, everyone.
Word. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
You don't have a mic.
Is your black man's mic's not on.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. It was
got
his fault.
Deep throated. That is. That is, you told me that.
That is not very white.
What the fuck?
He's like, hello, everybody. I'm Decaf. Hi. Hi. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight we got, another booking success by Murphy there.
Woohoo.
Very, very happy about that.
Yay,
we have
me.
In studio. Now, in studio a little later, we're going to have Meg, and Meg does
fetish modeling. But let's not say, is there some weird kind of crackling?
Oh, I think we're running a little hot today because of me all of a sudden.
Well, we are.
We're running hot because
Meg
of me.
is a fetish model, but let's not say what kind of fetish model. I want to leave that because I'd like to see phone in and guess, I think, would be really good.
Phone in and guess? Well, it's kind of hard because if they go to the Spank Wagon, they can find out right there because you never told me we're going to do this.
Well, I didn't know we were going to do this until about 5 seconds ago.
Do what?
So we're
going to strip you naked.
No!
And then we're going to throw you up on top of the console. And
Murph, just because we have women now doesn't mean you get to fuck the band. Okay?
You don't pee in your playground.
Exactly.
You can just blame me for the rape.
I even learned lesson at 24.
Yeah, 24.
What are you, 25?
Yeah, you know, shut
exactly.
Up.
Exactly.
Years before, you know, oh, now it sinks in. Now I get it. All right. So, we're starting off with holiday cheer this year, aren't we?
What, you got eggnog in your pants?
No, you keep drinking that fucking eggnog crap. So
I love my eggnog lattes.
You don't have any tonight.
I have no eggnog latte tonight. So all I have is a Coke.
I decided we needed to start off some hot with a because we're heading into the holidays. We're heading into Christmas, and this is like the first year in over 20 years I've actually felt like heading into Christmas. So I gotta play something Christmassy.
I wish you would have told me.
I forgot my Christmas.
This is the
I brought some more Christmas stuff after this.
Would you like an apple pie with that?
is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, 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 ding by the dun. Where is the bell?
Ding by the dun.
Wait for the bell.
Ding by the dun.
Can hear the bell.
Ding by the dun.
Where is the bell?
Ding by the dun.
All right. I had to do that. Yes.
The chat room wants your balls.
Those faggots can have them. No, I'm kidding. Their ears are bleeding, though. That's a good start. Yeah. It's a good way to start a show is to annoy the shit. Because you get rid of the people who don't really want to listen, and you keep the ones who really actually are going to listen.
Hey,
it's like Darwinism for radio,
dude,
right?
In radio, we call that the wrong idea.
Damn it!
I thought I brought music for a reason today.
Oh, you did, for all the breaks. God. If we can re-encode them out of WMA files.
From the little zip drives in your pocket, it seems like everybody brought something.
Everybody had some. I had zip drives thrown at me like I was a stripper, and they were 20s. It was nice.
Dude, you're a high-priced stripper.
Yeah, dude, where have you ever been anywhere where you've seen strippers get 20s thrown at them?
Well, by the end of the day, after...
Which reminds me, we do need to do another Spankwagon Little Darlings run sometime soon.
Yeah, yes. We do. Definitely
with Ginger
do.
With us. That'll be a lot of fun. Next week?
Next week.
What? After the Christmas special?
Because they'll probably be crying with lap dances, you know, the whole song.
Oh, very nice.
Gotta bring that song.
Very
to
nice.
Too.
Decaf.
Okay, I've been gone for the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And, I wrote a sick leave slip, right? And I got one. Now, I can justify all these are caused by the show.
Okay,
let me justify all these.
Hold on, I got a doctor.
Did your mommy sign it?
Look at this. I got a doctor's note. All right. Spankwagon Radio sick leave slip. Nice. We have our own sick leave slip.
I have one?
No.
Oh, dear. Okay, 11:24 from 6 to 8, disgruntled masturbation caused by 70s porn.
Okay. I can explain that one. See, what it was, after watching all that transvestite porn and all that hermaphrodite porn, I wanted to go back to the roots of pornography. So I just fell asleep with my ball sack in my hand. And I was kind of fucking pissed off about it because it wasn't that exciting. So
disgruntled masturbation means you're just squeezing and squeezing and going up and down?
Yeah,
all right. Here we go. Scorching case of diaper rash for the 12-1 episode. Was that yours or was that your girlfriend's?
Well, no, that was left over from when I had to wipe my ass at Walmart after doing those 60 shots.
Oh. 60 shots of the
sugar-free laxative.
My asshole was raw for a week, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, for those of you who don't know, what did you drink that day?
Sugar-free
energy drink. Yes. There was 60. One that was sugar-free and the other one was this... organic one.
I think the Rip It was the sugar-free.
Right. Yeah, the Rip It. Oh, the Rip
It. Yeah, it ripped it. Ripped right.
It. Yeah.
The next one, the 12-8. Lack of enthusiasm caused by watching Murphy's November blog on YouTube.
So not funny.
I'm Murphy. This is my ferret.
Oh, shit.
Want to watch me choke my ferret? Ha!
Well, at least I wasn't laying there choking my ball sack.
And I got my parent and guardian to sign.
Oh, yes. James L's mom.
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's Chief's mom. Why?
What?
That's Chief's mom. Your mom signed it.
She likes to spank me.
Ah. Are you sure she wasn't the disgruntled 70s porn?
Wow. Oh.
Oh, dude, that was wrong.
Murphy's head almost exploded.
I'm keeping that. That's worth
keeping.
You
know, James L., the only problem is, according to HR, you don't have any sick time left.
Damn, I dedicated it all to you. Will you disappear for a month?
Does that mean you're buying beer when we go to Little Garlands next week?
Oh!
Nice. Actually, I think all of his sick time was used when he and I had to attend that sensitivity training 17 times in a row.
Just because you like to scream, cock! You know, just...
No. It's flaming cock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Flaming. Oh,
flaming
18.
Cock.
You got to go.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Do I have any sick time left?
No.
Wait.
That means you have to buy a
beer. Hey, wait.
You took Trencher's sick time.
Do we really want to trust Chief with being HR. He's like, yo, vato, let's talk about this.
Hey, man, you want to talk about your...
Come on, man.
Let's talk about your matching funds in your 401k, all right? I'm going to take all your money, and I'm going to put it inside of this chicken.
Wait. Time out. See, he's Mexican, though. All he knows about are hedge funds.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go geek on this.
His 401. Yeah. Man, is it? It's really... His 401k is wrapped up inside of paper mache with paper on it.
Nice.
When it's time to cash out, he walks around with a stick waiting for it to dangle from the ceiling.
Yeah. Time for retirement.
No. He's not joking. It really is. That's what Fox Media gives us.
Nice. A hope, a dream, and a stick.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it's just a stick. No hopes or dreams.
Unless, of course, you work on the Bill O'Reilly set. Yeah, then hopes, dreams, stick, and a pre-made-out sexual harassment form.
Loofah sponge.
But then you have to be white.
No, falafel sponge, remember?
Yeah. Falafel sponge?
Yeah, he called it a falafel instead of a loofah.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
And this, you know, way smarter, we're on the internet, way stupid, and he's on TV. Who's winning here? All right, so what else is going on, guys?
Well, speaking of which, I do want to talk about Murphy's other blogs.
Which
they're
one?
Really good. The silent one.
The silent one.
It was genius.
It was genius. Fantastical.
It was genius. But nothing made me laugh more than the retort.
Is there a silent retort?
No, I didn't do a retort for the one because this one, the last. Okay, for those of you who don't know, if you go to spankwagon.net or better yet, forum.spankwagon.net, then the Murph does video blogs and he posts the links up there. Well. This week's was really good, or this past week's was really good. It was when you were in the bank and you were doing it all silent, which is really cool. The week before,
no, I wasn't in a bank. I was in an office this time.
Oh, office. Okay. Well, before that, it was just stupid. You know, it was just it was. I can't even call it gay because that's an insulting of a faggot. Okay.
Are you upset with that, Chief?
No, not at all.
All right.
You should be.
Next video blog, you should have guests.
I should have guests for my video
in
blog.
The background.
Oh, God.
Some TNA.
Like
TNA.
Are you volunteering?
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I can get you some.
I thought we'd be,
you know what?
I could trust her when she says that. You know?
Holy shit. That would be the greatest video blog ever.
Bits that we've been floundering on are actually going to start coming through now that we have Ginger on board. And by the way, before we get back to the video blog thing, Ginger, our brand new co-host as of last week, or the end of last week. So everybody needs to welcome Ginger. By the way, you have an email now, so we have to get you set up for your Spankwagon email.
I have an email?
You have an email.
Nice.
I just forgot about something until you brought that up.
You have a real identity now. You're part of us.
Yay.
One of us. All right.
Back
to your video blog.
I apologize.
What are you laughing about?
Back to the video blog. Yeah, it was really boring, and then I did a retort because it was so fucking lame, and then a retort back, which was good, just a little too long.
Yeah, it was too long. You did stretch it out, though, but once you get the gist of the joke.
So, yeah, anyway, Murph, you're blowing up over here.
I am laughing about something that I forgot about until you mentioned last week. After the show last week, we all went out to dinner, and we had a great time at dinner. It was myself, Trencher, Ginger, and Claude.
Claude Balls.
And we went to Hennessy's over off of on the
downtown,
and we had a very lovely young waitress. And at one point,
hot. I mean, she was good looking,
smoking hot,
she was
unbelievably
pretty.
Hot.
Hey, Decaf. By the way, she was black.
So she would have liked her. She asked what we were doing, and I had a stroke of brilliance. And that's what made me laugh about this because I totally forgot about it until this. She asked me, "What do we do now?" Claude was wearing his work shirt.
So we told her that he's a purchaser for the hotel networks for the video for the hotel networks.
And that he buys porn. And she said, "Oh, and what do you guys do?" And I piped up with,
we make
the porn. So she kind of paused for a second. I said, "Yeah." I said, "Mark over here, Trench, he actually writes all of it. And he does a lot of our technical work. And then Ginger, she does all of our hair, makeup,
fluffing,
special effects,
basically.
And the fluffing. And then I do..." I do a lot of the filming. So she kind of paused for a second, and then Trench kicks up with, you know, your video, your filming, Murph, really makes it. I said, no.
If you remember, you said I write, and I go, well, wait, I write porn, but I also do commercials, advertisements, and other things. Come on now. Let's be fair. You know, totally, at about that point, she started believing, because when I said that, and then I said, but, you know, your video, we just started going off.
We went on And
Ginger could barely hold it.
Oh, she was great.
You did good.
She said, "So what else do you do?" Looking at Ginger, I said, "Well, Ginger does our hair and makeup, but also she has this great thing." See, say sometimes we lose the money shot. Either the guy comes inside of her, or comes too soon, or comes too late, whatever. I mean, totally nonchalant about this. I said she has this device that she's made and this concoction that I swear to God looks just like cum, but you can take it, you can eat it. Like I eat it by the handful. And so what she'll do is she loads up this almost like this pastry chef thing, and she'll squirt it all over the girl's face and all over her tits.
It's a turkey baster.
And she just stood there horrified at the look of this. And then she started to get this little smile. And we kept going on, and I kept hitting all these major points. And, oh, God, it was so – she asked Claude, "Do you watch all the porn?" And he said, "I have to. I do all the quality assurance. So I basically have to watch porn all day." The best, though, was at the very end. As we're about to leave, I pay the bill, and I stand up and I say, "You know, I come in here all the time, and it's something, you know, I do a lot. I'm just wondering, would you like to make any money on the side? Because," and I take a step back and I give her a little once over up and down. I said, "I could definitely use you. You have a lot of talent." And she just kind of paused for a second and said, "Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. But do you have a card?" And of course, at that point, I had to fake I didn't have any cards with me, that we'd left them all in the truck. And I had Trench looking in his wallet. I catch up outside. I swear to God, that girl, if I would have told her, "We have a shoot tonight, there are six guys that want to jizz on your face, it'll be a bukkake scene, and I'll give you $200. I swear to God, she would have taken it.
She would have done it.
She, oh my God, she was smoking hot, had a great ass and an awesome set of legs. Oh, dumb as a brick.
So you're a perfect girl.
Exactly. So yeah, I wonder why it isn't so hard to believe that we would be a great porn producing team.
Maybe it isn't hard to believe, and that's the problem here.
Yeah. So that was last Friday at dinner, and that was a good time at dinner. We had a lot of fun with that.
A lot of fun.
Good food, too.
It was good.
Hennessy's is all right. You know, it's not bad. I just hope that it doesn't suffer the same fate that most things downtown Vegas suffer. Yeah. You know, because it seems like anything that's... No.
You know what? There's a story that has to be brought up that the Ginger told us while at dinner.
Go for it.
The gay date story.
Oh, really?
You don't remember this?
No, I don't. Go ahead.
I got asked out on a date by a guy that chased me down at Forum, the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Should have known, anyone that chases you down telling you you're beautiful, they have to take you out. We go out and have dinner. He tells me he wants to see the town, so we go to my car, and he says, "Oh, hold on. I got to go get something out of my car." And I was like, "Okay, what do you got to get?" He's like, "My purse." I was like, "Your what?" My friends tease me that it's a purse, but it's actually a man bag, you know, just a few normal things in it. So he goes and he grabs it, and I'm thinking, I need to leave him here now and just leave. I don't need to be with him for the rest of the night because I know he's gay. Totally denied it for the rest of the night. He kept trying to kiss me, and I had a big debate with him whether he was gay or straight for the rest of the night.
Very. Wow. Okay, now wait. But if
she
he was
had
trying
to
kiss,
tell her date if, that he was gay.
Well, but why was he trying to kiss on you, just to prove himself? Do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of
yeah.
like, you know how she
well,
got
I
married.
Mean, come on, in oh. his yeah. purse he had diet pills, cologne, toothpaste. I'm surprised he didn't have
powder.
He had face wash.
Okay, toothpaste right there. Right there
he
says
had
it all.
Diet pills. What guy carries around diet pills? That was just.
I do.
Shut the fuck up.
And it shows, and I'm
proud
to say...
Wait. I got to point out, that ain't diet pills. That's fucking crack.
Hey, leave him alone about his weight. He beat bulimia.
Thank you.
And I am so proud of you.
He beat it with a ham. Fucking side of potatoes.
You could have said a cheeseburger. You could have said McDonald's. You said a ham. An entire honey spiral cut ham. I can just see him sitting there. Holding this thing like some giant corn cob, just mowing down on it.
He just holds it by the bone, going, "Down, you bulimia. I won't puke this up. This is too damn tasty.
No spiral cutting."
Oh, shit. He sucked the bone dry. Fat meat, gristle, everything. What the fuck is that?
Nothing.
Okay, anywho. So why don't we go ahead and cut to break? Let's get our guest in the studio and...
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't we play some of Ginger's music? Has it finished de-encoding?
No.
Really?
It's going to take a while. What do you get? Oh, I ain't saying nothing.
We have Coca-Cola tonight. In the studio. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, by saying that, dipshit.
We have Coco in the studio. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, let's see if I can get this shit to work here. Hold on.
Oh, that was good shit.
Let's see. This one looks pretty good.
Spankwagon Radio. Always a show in progress.
Dude, Radio. We are so low tech, it's almost sick.
Ginger, you want to give us out? This is where you say the name of the show.
Spankwagon.
Come on, boys. Material planet in my head. It's a suspect device to slip to stars and dead.
you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's fucking English, and I can't speak it. Let me. Are you even on? Click on your mic.
How's that? There you go. You get a hot chick in the studio, and you lose your fucking mind. Isn't that just the case?
Typical.
Goddamn farm
boy? It's called being typical. All right, being ladies typical. And gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
Somebody got it. All right,
everybody got it.
Radio.
What?
Oh what God. The fuck?
Okay.
I just felt the spirit, baby.
Karaoke.
Yeah. Spirit.
It's karaoke.
Felt something.
Back.
Yeah.
The spirit of what? Burt Bacharach? What the fuck was... All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
Ben
in
Vereen.
Studio. We might want to get the cam up for this one.
Oh, yeah. Get that cam.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Hi.
It's over there, yeah. With us in studio is Meg from CanToons.com.
No, just CanToon.
Just CanToon?
Yeah, one.
Cantoon.
Not coon, you fuck.
Wow.
All right. Someone else do this. I quit.
www.cantoon.com.
Thank you.
C-A-N-N-C.
Oh, see, no one gets this shit.
Everybody's fucking it up.
Okay, we'll ask the faggot. Faggot, you can do it.
You guys are supposed to be the ones with interview skills.
www.cantoon.com, cantoon.com, and I'm looking at it right now. And I didn't know that the human body could be
wait, because we haven't officially announced this yet. So, Megan, you are, in fact, a fetish model and cartoonist, correct?
I'm more of a cartoonist than a fetish model, but yes.
Okay, real quick, you've got to get right up on that thing like it's a big black cock.
Well,
there you go. Don't deep throat the mic, sweetie. And you know what's funny? It's the really, really light white girls that when you say it's a black cock, the first thing to do is try and stick it right in your mouth. Just trying to irritate your mother already, aren't you?
Everybody has goals.
Dad, I don't have to worry about
it.
We taught them well.
So Meg, you are mainly a cartoonist, but you are also a fetish model.
Yes.
Since it's pretty much out of the bag, why don't you tell everyone what kind of fetish it basically is?
I draw and pose in cannibal fetish art.
Oh, by the way, the headphones are right there.
Oh, I need headphones.
You're going to be able to hear. You've already got a caller who's...
Yeah, and during the break, we had someone call him. I'm here to talk to Meg. What?
They've jumped up on it already. They want to talk to you.
All right.
So how does one get involved in cannibalism, fetish, cartooning, and modeling?
I had been doing fetish work for a long time, and finally I saw a website called Mookie's Kitchen, and that's where I model, and it was so inspiring to me that I started doing comics in that genre, in the cannibal fetish genre, because it was something I was very attracted to, and I like to draw my fetishes and what turns me on.
I gotta say, the artwork is pretty awesome looking. I do like
really
it.
Awesome, actually.
Yeah, and the photos are... quite fantastic, and I have to say, you have a marvelous set of breasts, and they are.
He's a connoisseur.
Can we see him?
He really is.
I got a cleavage shot. That makes me happy.
Good girl.
Nice.
Shut it, Ginger. I'm gonna see some tits tonight, and if they're not yours, they're gonna have to be either hers or decaf's.
You may almost fell out of the seat for nothing. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. So
okay.
Wow.
Okay, so it's cannibal fetish and your comics. Are you published with the comics?
I just published on my website, which from previous experience has actually turned out much better than publishing. I get to keep all the money.
Nice.
And I get to publish when I want, and I don't have deadlines, except ones I impose on myself.
Awesome.
I'm not your usual slacker artist. Or
oh, come on. Every artist in the comic industry is a slacker artist.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, the ones who don't get published, sure.
The ones who no one knows about. Those are the ones that slack off. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we go ahead and see if we can get that caller on the line?
All right. Yeah. Let's do that. Do, 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 Hello, do. Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how y'all?
Not bad. How's it going?
Pretty darn good.
Now, who is this calling?
This is, can I use my name that I use on the site?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Boston 78.
Hi, Boston.
How are you, Meg?
Good, how are you?
Just fantastic. I was just on the site a minute ago, and I went to the thread up there that told you were going to be on, and it said 6 to 8, and I got to thinking, damn, I've missed it, you know, because I really wanted to just say hi to you. But I'm in the central time zone, so it's like 8 to 10 here, so here we go. I was able to get to it, and I was appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been putting stuff on there. I'm not sure. Some of it's kind of light. Some of it's not. But, you know, I really love to draw, and I hope that I'm not being too wild with, not really wild, but too odd with this stuff anyway. But I draw mainly cartooning, and I'm wanting to try to get into doing this and publish some stuff
myself.
But,
Boston, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to pose like Meg and have people draw, like, where they need to cut you up and bite you?
Well, no, I'm not into that end of it. I want to be in the on the end of the table that's eaten. See,
don't we all?
See, I want to be on like have the Meg spread on the table and be going on from there. Hell, I'll take a week to do that if I have to.
All right, well, Buzz, you got a question for Meg?
Yeah, about the publishing thing. I mean, it seems like to me that's kind of a hard thing to do. I can't get it published out in any kind of comics that I want to draw, whether it's this or something else I'm thinking about. It seems like it's pretty tough to get this done. I'd like to try to do this and make some money and do something other than what I'm doing now.
Well, you know, you don't get into comics to make money.
Well, yeah, that's true. I enjoy drawing. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand that. But you want to get published. I mean, have you thought about doing like what I do on the web?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I'm so ignorant I can't figure out how to do it or what to go about or how to go about doing it.
Yeah, that's why I have Cantoon, Mr. Cantoon, does all my stuff. Maybe if you email him, he can help. I mean, he's helped with Mr. Zulu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. Thanks for calling there.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Meg.
No problem. Good to talk to you.
Now, Meg, who influenced you in the whole web cartooning thing? Because, you know, web comics have been this like thing for the last, like, what, 10 years or something?
I was just wondering if you have anybody
who influenced you, anybody, you know, any cartoonist that you really thought, hey, that shit's cool, and then you started doing your own shit. Right?
Not so much on the web. The first comic I did, the first Little Red Round Bottom comic I did was a gift for a friend, and I didn't think anybody else would ever see it. And then I did the modeling for Mookie's Kitchen, and we sold the first comic with the modeling portfolio, and then I started to branch out on my own and do the comics for the Cantoon site, which is actually run by someone we call Mr. Cantoon. And so he does all my...
The mysterious benefactor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so he does all my web programming, and I don't know how to do any of that.
So, like, a phone rings, you and two other girls jump up into action and pose with...
I wish.
A giant fork.
It's like Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
No, I wish I had a couple naked girls running around to model when I needed
them.
We all did.
So let me ask a question, and why the cannibal art? When did that just go, hey, this is perfect?
It was when I saw Mookie's Kitchen. And, you know, I was really into bondage and submission and domination and humiliation, and the cannibal fetish just set it all off for me.
Nice.
Now, because this isn't like a PC type of modeling that people are actually comfortable with, do you have problems with that too?
How so?
In your family and friends, do you have some people that just completely... That's awesome. That's really good.
Like, the only thing is, like, my dad sort of knows what I do, but we don't talk about it.
Right.
As long as he doesn't have to support me, then I think he's happy.
No, and on with the people that, because we had spoke earlier about people that send you your fan mail.
Yeah.
With some of the drawings that you do you get any that are actually inspiring to you for things that you do yourself in the future? Do you have people that send you stuff and say, I'd love to see you like this?
I do get that, but a lot of it I've kind of already done before, so no, but like most of the fan mail I get is just stories about, you know, maybe it was a man who's in his 50s who's never told anybody he's had his fetish, which I like those letters, like, you know, so they know they're not alone out there.
Are you bringing them out of the cannibal closet?
I think I might be.
Do you have any like really scary odd stories for us about fans?
Not so much
stalkerish.
No, I don't have anybody who's been really weird towards me, but,
would you like one?
No. No, I had a stalker before I started doing this, so yeah, no, I don't think I'd want another one.
Right.
But the women are the most aggressive. The men tend to be very polite. They're used to, like, fantasizing about models or dancers, people where they know there's sort of a wall there that you don't cross, where the women figure, screw it, I'm another woman. Like, I got this letter from a 65-year-old Italian grandmother that was so freaking explicit. Along with photos.
Oh,
like, she want to walk you down the street with it's my horrible. Cane and help me find my Parkinson's medication.
Oh, Lord. My mind is burned with the images. She sent pictures of herself.
Okay, please share. Please share.
So was it like a bad day at Arby's down there?
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. Well, I don't know if you know, in Italy, pubic hair, like lots of like unshaven bush is big there. So I have this 65-year-old graying Italian grandmother, maybe 160 pounds, 70 pounds, just spread eagle on her bed and bent over with her hands spreading her ass apart.
Wow.
This is actually
so long erection.
So she had a ferret between her legs.
Yeah, pretty much. And she was talking
like she had buckwheat in a leg lock.
And she wanted, you know, she wrote about like she wants to be boiled in a pot with me and rub our pussies against each other. And,
damn.
You know, just go went on and on. I mean, it was like, you know, I don't know, like a foot long letter.
65 years of Catholic repression.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the day after she wrote it, she went to the Vatican to pray.
Now, for the people who can't actually see the website that we have online, is it posted online?
I think we got it on the chat.
Yeah. What do you chat. Give us we'll a description a of some of your photo shoots and some of the actual pictures? Like, what are you posing as?
In the photos on my website are just photos I took of myself for reference for the comics. Those tend to be mostly me kind of oiled up and tied up and kind of across a spit and kind of in different fetishy positions.
Do you have a preference in barbecue sauce?
Jesus.
Well, you know what? I prefer just regular oil, like cooking oil. Vegetable oil.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Or olive oil is extra virgin.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Have you tried Pam spray?
No.
It's awesome. No, I use it on shoots. Sorry, it works really well. Anyways, go on.
Oh, my. This is getting hot.
No. I can just see it, though. Ginger walked up. Hold still. Phone's ticka, 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 ticka.
Hey, no, not that phone.
Huh?
The one in your pocket, dude.
Oh, it can ring. Yeah. Let it ring.
No, it's not ringing as in someone calling, as in you're calling someone from your pocket again.
Wow.
What?
Anyway, so I'm looking at some of these pictures on Mookie's Kitchen, and you know, I've always, you know, had this thing about eating, you know, women out, but never really eating women.
Well, cannibals tend to be very good at oral sex.
I would think so.
It's because they're trying to get really, really deep for the good meat.
And I have to say, I've never really heard of this fetish before, but I mean, how many people would you say really are into this? I mean, is it really like a subgenre, or does kind of... Yeah, you never know who's going to pop out with this.
Well, I don't think it's mainstream.
Well,
No, I don't think it's. Yeah, most people. Like, I've been in the BDSM world for a while, and most of them really haven't even heard of it. So, you know, yeah, but yeah, I mean, there's obviously a big enough audience not only to support a site like Mookie's Kitchen, but also Cantoon.
Is there an actual demand for it anywhere specific that you know of?
What do you mean
around the world
locally,
or in Europe,
or, regionally? Not that I can tell. No. I mean, I get family. I get purchases from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. So there's nowhere specific.
Well, you know, mostly America, but it's probably because it's in English. So,
fair enough.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
On the website, it's like every picture there's a Amazon girl with the red hair.
That is actually
her, or is that somebody you know or someone you think of?
That's actually Mr. Cantoon's video game, Cannibal video game. That's just one of his favorite characters that he does. In the third and fourth comics I did involve more women of color and that kind of that theme of the jungle being captured in the jungle by the natives and cooked up.
All right, Chief, you had a question?
No.
Actually,
I'm just amazed there's a video game about this.
There's two.
Two video games.
On another note, what do you have anything coming up for your fans that they might be able to check out for you? Any new projects?
In February, starting February 8th, I'm participating in a group exhibition at the Museum of Sex in New York. And I don't know, I'm really excited. I would love for people to come out and see the exhibition, not just for myself, but to see all the other fetish work.
Very cool. All right, any other questions?
Yeah, I have something. So are movies like Cannibal Holocaust like porno movies for cannibal fetish people, or?
Some of them I think are. Like, that's not, I'm not really into the very violent stuff. If you look, my comics are very humorous. So, I don't really know what other like cannibals would find.
Well, let me kind of tie a question on to his then is how far are you, comfortable taking the gore factor?
There's like in my in the comic I'm working on now, the new comic, it's set in Rome, ancient Rome. So it gets pretty violent. There's beheadings, debreastings, things like that. But that's something that's never been seen before in my comics. But I'm also using a little bit more realistic style than I usually do.
Than sort of your anime manga looking style that you're running right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then personally, I mean, you said that this is something that turns you on. How far are you willing to go for your own pleasure?
Well, I'm kind of a pain pussy, really. But I love being tied up. I like the humiliation factor because, you know, in those positions, I mean, there you are. You're totally exposed and, you know, your hands are tied and whatnot. You can't close your legs. You can't cover yourself up. Things like that.
So it's not a power thing. It's the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. No, I'm a total submissive.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is pretty much a relinquishment of any and all power. I mean, there's one thing about just being tied up and being pissed on. There's another being tied up and having someone size you up for a snack.
Yeah.
Holy. So what? So what's your opinion then of real cannibals like the like those two guys in Germany, like the guy who wanted to be eaten by the other one? What? Mm-hmm. How far is that? I mean, what do you think of those guys?
Well, I'm big into personal choice, but it kind of comes up that if someone says, "Okay, I want to die," then there's probably something not psychologically quite right with them. But I also at the same time believe that if someone says, I want to die and I want to be eaten and I want you to cut my dick off and eat my dick and, you know, and you want to do that, then fine. It, you know, it doesn't impact my world at all.
Tastes like chicken?
Yeah, it tastes like chicken with a white creamy sauce. Yeah.
But then there's like unfortunate events where, you know, men have killed their girlfriends and eaten them or cut them up and boiled them, you know. That's just, you know, wrong.
Now, does that make you more careful about who you date? Do you get their social and try to do a background check?
Yeah, that's like sometimes I kind of want to flirt with some of my fans, but yet they're cannibals. So,
right.
You know, how safe?
Or they don't. It's not that maybe they're cannibals, but they see you in that light, so they think that's what you expect.
Yes, exactly.
You know, let's go out to eat. Sure. Where am I eating you? What? No, wait. You know?
Or like one guy from Sweden talked to me all the time. He's like, you know, if I ever come to Vegas, can I eat at Meg's Kitchen? I'm like, well, can I have a picture of you? He's like, oh, I don't have any. Like for some reason, like just
alarm
because
sign.
Just because he's into the fetish and I'm into the fetish, for some reason, I'm just go, woo, all right, come on over.
Right, right.
Dinner's on me.
Oh my.
Well, maybe not necessarily on you.
Or maybe on you.
What do you think of the electrostimulation fetish?
God, not that again.
Murphy's not really big into that.
Okay, Murphy's huge into that. Yeah. So.
No. No.
You know, I don't know much about it, but I'd like to learn more.
Oh, okay.
They have a rod that's got power going to it that they stick inside the pee hole.
No.
Whoa.
Ow.
Why don't we just do it jackass style?
Well, what about the ones where they like do it to the nipples?
They have them.
That might be interesting.
Yeah. I don't mind the nipples licked. I don't mind them tweaked. I don't mind them pinched. But I got a little bit of a problem with a car battery. So now I'm going to get into the good stuff that I'm sure your fans are going to love. So are you single?
Yeah.
You are single. Yeah. So do you find yourself more attracted
Unless you check her freezer.
Last three boyfriends stocked up for the winter. Do you find yourself attracted more to people along the same fetish lines or kind of the anti of that and maybe hope to find someone you could bring into the fold?
You know, who I'm attracted to doesn't have a lot to do with the fetish, but it's you know, I'm attracted to men with like a strong personality because I want someone to be dominate over me, but yet, you know, not in everyday life, you know, just during sex.
You have a good disconnect between sexual and going to the grocery store.
Yes, yes. Got it. Well, unless, you know, except for those special trips to the grocery store.
Vegetables. 4 6-foot zucchinis.
Yeah. Now, do you have problems with dating because of what you do? Are they intimidated by it?
Well, I think a lot of the guys, like, who already know what I do, like, it's just like, you know, you go to a strip club all the time and you see your favorite stripper, but you never really ask her out on a date.
Right.
You know, it's like that. So I think... Yeah, and then, like, you know, I'm a chain-smoking atheist pornographer. I'm not the, easiest person to introduce to mom.
Right, right, right.
Otherwise known as Murphy's kind of girl.
Yeah. Wow. Best description ever.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So is dating hard then?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I'm not really into dating. I'm more into sex.
Okay.
It's easier now.
It's easier. Like,
Decaf's all perked up. Yeah, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's...
Hey, Decaf's strong, man. He'll take you out and he'll ruin your credit rating. Trust me, it'll be a wonderful date.
Decap, the bathroom's over here, man.
You do not want to
see him oiled up. Him oiled up is just no.
Ginger just wants to photograph it. So dating obviously is hard. Did you get a start? I mean, you're obviously a fetish model now, and you're mainly primarily a cartoonist. Have you done anything? Were you ever a dancer or?
Yeah, I did when I was in my early 20s or mid 20s.
Here in Vegas or?
No, in Ohio. You don't have to be quite as slick and beautiful as you do here.
Wait, they have that in Ohio?
Yes, they have strippers in the Midwest. Don't look at me like, yes, they have strippers in the Midwest.
Is it hard to dance among the cows?
Yeah. do they use like corn stalks?
Yeah, you don't need a pole.
Yeah,
you
just get
stalk.
The corn.
That's gotta be it, right? I mean.
Oh, it totally works, yeah.
Exactly.
So, ow, so I didn't cut dancing. Yourself on the fucking anyhow.
Oh. So you have to be over 250 pounds to be a requirement for it in Ohio.
enough.
So are you trying to say that you don't have the build to dance here in Vegas though?
Right. Well, I'm a little older now.
Oh, sweetie. There's nothing wrong.
Nothing
wrong over there.
No.
In fact, we could tell you stories.
I feel dollar bills leaping out of my wallet as we speak.
Matter of fact, some of those pictures that were sent to me this past week. Wow. So
yeah, I didn't hear from him for a little while. It seemed like the typing and the response, the keys were stuck together.
You can only use the mouse with one hand, not type, dog.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
Wow. So you do have your show coming up in February at the Museum of Sex. What do you have personally as far as cartoons coming out then? Other than website stuff. I mean, are you looking at maybe doing, like the Penny Arcade guys, they got together and did a book, and the PvP guys actually do have a comic that comes out every once in a while. Is that something you would consider doing?
Eventually I like to publish something in my work, but I guess my long-term goal is I'd really like to write a book on ancient erotic art.
Okay.
Erotic art of the ancient world, because it's been around forever, including cartooning.
What's that, Ginger?
Also, we just discussed she's going to be involved with me in one of my projects.
Oh, yeah.
So you will see her soon. We'll talk about
Ginger's
it.
Ginger's super secret project.
Super secret
Maybe
project.
Maybe she's going to have to come back.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So let's see. So those are your projects coming up. And let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does it pay well?
It pays all right. It gets better.
She has a GPS in her car. It pays all right.
Yeah, no freaking
fair
kidding.
Enough then.
Did you do anything at the Fetish and Fantasy Ball?
No.
Really?
Okay. When was that? I've only been on
January.
Here 6 months.
Oh, okay. So.
That's why.
No, we just had it. It's around Halloween.
I thought they had the one in January. No, that's AVN.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. AVN.
That's AVN.
I'm surprised.
I'm still new here, so.
Well, welcome Vegas to Vegas. Is a hotbed of all kinds of, debauchery.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons I moved here, because in Ohio, I kind of got tired of skirting around what I do. People would ask me.
Well, in Ohio, you try to do anything after, 10 p.m., the lights are out, town shut down, and the cops are radar gunning everybody. So
that's not true.
I'm from Iowa. It is true.
They radar gunning the cows?
The bars don't close till 2 a.m. there.
Ah, 2 a.m.
You'll love it. Two words you'll never hear here. Last call.
Never hear them.
Well, I don't drink, so that's all right.
Now, that's a damn shame.
So you're looking for minorities to pose in your power? Would you want to?
We can put him in a grass skirt and give him a spear.
I
already did that comic.
Sorry, dude.
You can put me in turkey stuffing.
my luck. I'm rocking. Oh, hey, she has a new book. What the hell? What the fuck is he cap?
Oh, you see some big ass teeth like this.
Oh. I'm not going to sleep ever.
Oh, my goodness. And you had to bring up that electro-stimulant.
Yes.
All right. Well, Meg, we do appreciate your time. And one more time. Go on.
Oh, Meg, it's been a pleasure having you here. Please come back anytime you'd like.
Sure, anytime.
Yeah, you come back next week.
Can we see the boobies now? No, the nipples, they're a little bit further. Shit.
You got to pay if you want to see
nipples. Okay, so quickly give a plug out to all of your stuff.
Okay, well, if you'd like to see my work, you can go to www.cantoon.com, CANNTOON. There you can find naked pictures of me and comic books involving girls being stripped naked, oiled and tied up and cooked in ovens.
Cooked in ovens.
Do you have a MySpace page?
I do have a MySpace page. I really don't know how to tell you to get there.
Oh. you don't have the short name set up yet?
No, I
don't.
Okay.
We'll link off of ours, so we'll go over that later, folks.
Okay, yeah.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.
Wagon. Wagon.
First wagon.
You don't have to tell your secrets on air.
It's because all of a sudden, scary.
Yeah, that's what it is. For another jam that's gonna make you scream for more. From New York, London to Amsterdam, let's rock. I wanna rock your body, rock. We'll be right back. up. No one's listening. We're on a fucking break. Come on. Come on. Touch it. Come on. Just touch it.
Wait. No.
Come on. Come on. Touch it. Oh. 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 Okay. A little further back. Further back. Yeah. Oh. Jeez. Oh. Wait. Wow.
Yeah, big time. What is it with you and over-modulating tonight?
I think it's this mic, I can tell you.
Huh.
I just have a very loud and powerful voice. All fear me, for I am Murphy.
Yeah.
Problem fixed.
son of a bitch.
Here. Now the problem's fixed.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't bring me down in the mix. That's not right. You're not Mancow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Big thanks to Meg and CanTunes.com for...
Holy shit.
Dude, okay, I gotta say this officially, but she made a mention like she couldn't strip in Vegas. She thinks she's too
bullshit.
Old. What? Bullshit.
I'd be paying out dollars.
I think everybody here, Ginger included,
would
pay money to see Meg.
Oh, yeah.
I don't pay money to see girls, but she's a beautiful girl.
And you know what? She had a really cool personality, too.
I don't need to pay money, okay?
I can see Ginger. Ginger's like, I got standards, you bastards.
Nice. Oh, you wait.
My last comment. You ruined my joke.
I'll give my check, my Toyota, and my house.
Dude, you give anybody your Toyota. You give it for a ball of crack. You know what I mean?
Dude, you offered me your Toyota last week. I had an extra cheeseburger
left
over.
Wait a minute. Is he talking about his car or his little special friend? I forget which one he gives
you. Yeah,
I
don't do
to.
Compacts.
Is your wife going to cut it off after you die, too? Oh, you weren't here last week. Sorry.
No, I was not. But I put in my sick leave slip.
Yeah, he did put in his sick leave slip. Wow.
Doctor approved.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Was great. Again, just to say it, CanTunes.com to check out Meg's art. Yeah.
And we will post her MySpace later on.
Yeah, we'll get all that up on the site. And I think, actually, Chief, did you already get her on our MySpace?
Yes.
Look at that. Fantastic.
Cool. Yeah. MySpace.com/spankwagon.
The only problem is I don't know if I want to go out to dinner or have sex.
Both.
Yeah, apparently.
You go out to dinner and have sex. Both.
That's a great picture.
Nice. All right. So, Murph, you have something for us, or what do you?
Yeah, I do, but I forgot that we need this thingy right,
what
here.
The...
Someone talk.
Okay. They are. So, Ginger. So what is this photo? What is this photo stuff? You're
wait. You say so Ginger like it's a setup for a bad joke. You're like, so Ginger walked into a bar.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Oh.
No, Ginger does have a super secret project going.
We can't even say what it is over the air whatsoever. All I could say is, from what we have seen, we're very blessed to have seen.
Yes,
it is very, very
hot.
Hot.
Trench, can you hand me one of the dry erase boards there behind you?
Why is it super secret?
I think it's
a why sweat. Because it's so hot. If it's stolen, I will have to kill people.
I have seen. Yes. The preliminaries?
I haven't seen it.
And wow.
And the added model is going to be fantastical.
I haven't seen it.
And yesterday I almost died because of the shoot.
I
can you talk about it?
I can.
You can talk about your near-death experience.
Okay. This is a near-death. Well, it wasn't a physical near-death. It was a mental near-death. So bad that I had a person come to the photo shoot that was a fire breather. And she walked in. Not 2 minutes, saw the look on my face. The photographer walked in and started giving me shit. And she escorted him outside before I physically beat him because I threw a foundation brush at him.
Oh, you had a problem with your photographer?
No, I just had problems all the way around. And everyone likes to pick when I'm really angry because they like to see my reaction because I act like a 5-year-old, which you've probably heard on the show.
That you threw a foundation brush.
I can huff that. I just, it was in my hand. I threw it.
Mental note.
I stopped throwing cell phones, so.
Mental too expensive.
Note.
Well, I can
you
understand.
Know, well, hold on. I got to write this on. When pissing off Ginger.
Make sure.
Duck.
Yes.
Got it. All right.
But no, it's turning out to be a very fantastic project. And we're going to have a meet and greet at Fangoria.
Okay.
In February in San Jose. And also somewhat of a meet and greet here at Viva, the Rockabilly Convention.
Excellent.
At the Gold Coast. in April, which is also my birthday.
Ooh.
So we all have to go party down there.
Definitely, definitely. And that's when they actually have the car show and everything in April. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And we need to work out a plan to get the girls in the show that are in my project. They're all.
Do we have enough room?
We'll make room, damn it.
12 or 13.
Girls. Dude, we make room. If we have to throw Murphy out of the studio, we will.
That's great. The guy who's most addicted to boobs is going to be thrown out.
Well, no one saw
what. Watch it from the bathroom.
Yeah.
No one saw what we had to go through for this to get the interview right. I had to go and stand all the way in the back of the studio with a handheld mic. So when that guy called in, I didn't have headset on. I couldn't hear anything he was saying. So I'll have to listen to the podcast in order to check that out.
Very nice.
So, okay, we are going to play a little game. We're going to play Password.
And oh, dear.
For those of you that don't know what Password is, it's a little game show from the 70s. And basically what's going to happen is each of our contestants, and we're going to team you guys up. It'll be Ginger and the Chief and Decaf and the Farm Boy. And have to describe to your partner a word without saying the word itself, and you have 30 seconds to get them to guess the word. I'm going to need, Trench, I'm going to need you to use that other dry erase board in order to keep score.
Oh, I got a piece of paper here.
Oh, okay. Well, just keep go ahead and keep scoring on that. So you want to go ahead and bring my audio up.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I have a theme song for us.
Oh, see, now I was hunting for a theme song, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Spankwagon Password. Today our contestants are a farm boy in a minority, a redhead, and a guy who thought he could be a priest. Let's have a big hand for him. Yay. Yay. All right, for those of you that are playing at home, well, you're just retarded because you're going to be playing with yourself. And the best way to do that is to go to cantoons.com and get the Lubriderm. All right, so I have our first set of words here, and you have 30 seconds to guess the word. Ginger, Decaf, you guys will be giving your words first. First we'll go Ginger, and then we'll go Decaf, and you have 30 seconds from when I say. So Ginger, your word is at the top. This is what you have to make Chief say without actually saying that word, and Mr. Decaf, those are yours. Do you understand your words, people?
Yes, I
do. So, Ginger, you are going to go first. Wait for it. And you have 30 seconds starting now.
First word, Bill. Last name?
Computer. O'Reilly.
Computer.
Gates.
Oh, hey, look at that. Yeah. Very nice. Right. Very nice.
So did they get a point on
that? They get a point on that.
All right.
Decaf, are you ready?
Don't fuck this up, black
people. All right, and go.
Black people eat them.
Greens.
Soul food, yes.
There's more to it.
Long version.
Collard greens?
Yes.
Hey, look at that.
Wow. I guess nice. I am black because I love collard greens.
Can you hand me one of those napkins there, Chief? Very nice. So every team has a point. I guess I'm going to have to make this a little more difficult.
30 seconds.
I'm glad you planned ahead.
I did. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I just, I'm trying to get things going here. Let's see here.
It's all memorized.
Apparently.
Why don't you got distracted with Meg.
You know, who didn't?
Exactly.
Come on, you're offering her jobs. We're staring at her boobs. I think everybody had an interest.
If I was a lesbian, I would totally, she's hot.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
Beautiful.
Right on.
You're not a lesbian?
I need a fun one here. I got it.
Oh, so.
Strictly dickly. I only swing pole.
Very nice.
Have you met Tarzan over here?
All right, Chief, you are on top. Trencher, you are on the bottom. Those are the words you have to make your...
What the fuck?
Exactly. These are the words you have to make your...
What the fuck?
That's awesome.
These are the words you have to make your partner say. Let's see. Trench, why don't you go ahead and go...
I'm so sorry,
dude. Why don't you go ahead and go first and...
Oh, my God.
Go.
Okay, corn is a...
This is a vegetable.
Corn?
Yeah, corn is... Okay, it's a vegetable, but it's also can be in the ground. It's called a...
Stock.
Oh, fuck. I hate you, Murph. Wood has a...
Cop.
Pattern on a wood... Pattern on wood is called a... Don't you know shit?
Padding on wood?
Pattern on wood is called the...
And that's going to be time. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Trencher, your word. Why don't you go ahead and tell
fucking
Decaf.
Grain out of
I would have gotten that one.
I go grain, and then I figure out a way to say silo, you dumb shit.
Grain silo.
That's what you guys...
Harassment.
Wheat.
Okay.
This is what you guys get for not letting black people into the Midwest.
All right. Now.
I'm tired of looking at the two pink and a stink picture.
All right.
Sorry.
Are you ready, Chief?
I am ready.
All right. And here we are.
Okay.
Go.
Ginger, you've been a very bad girl, so the priest is going to give you this.
A spanking?
Okay, close. He's really going to give you this.
His boyfriend's phone number.
A whipping?
If somebody's bad and you go in, Father, forgive me, I have sinned, you're going to do this for your...
Forgive me for my sins?
And what do you do to be forgiven
for... I was raised a Jehovah's Witness!
Oh, damn it! No!
Confessional?
Close! Damn it!
And time. I'm so
come
sorry.
On, Trench.
Well, I was gonna say reconciliation, but
what was it?
I'm sorry. The word was penance.
Oh yeah. Everybody's
sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Though, at least that's better than fucking grain silo.
I could have gotten grain.
Okay, now this next one's gonna get a little more difficult because it's actually a phrase.
A phrase?
This is gonna be a phrase.
That's it, your penance. Going to have to deep throat that bottle.
No.
Damn.
Guys, quit hitting on the co-host.
Unless... If I had a beer bottle, I would.
Whoa, second thought.
Yeah.
That marker smells. Can I have it when you're done?
I just thought it was my ass.
Ginger's going to walk out of here.
Ginger, you are at the top, and Decaf, you are at the bottom. All righty.
He likes the bottom.
All right.
Because he's so fat.
Ginger, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And go.
I'm a submissive cannibal. I want you to
cook me.
No.
Bake me.
What?
Broil me. Eat me.
Yeah.
Oh, eat me. There we go. They get another point.
I like that eat me was the first thing in my eat me.
Oh, shit. Cannibal. You know, there's a lot of
there
different.
We go.
We had a cannibal in
I was
going to
say saute.
Give him a point there, Trench.
Huh?
Put a point down.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
Okay. And are you ready, Mr. Decaf?
Yes.
All right, and go.
Te amo. ¿Cómo se dice?
In Spanish?
Te amo.
Te amo? Te amo. Tomorrow?
No.
What the fuck? Te amo.
Something Richard Simmons would say.
Light me up. No, it's Richard Simmons. No,
your penis. Another word, slang word.
Cock?
Something he would say. Something emotional. Something you... Something that you, something you would say to your wife.
Richard Simmons. How do I go from Richard Simmons to my wife?
A sentiment.
I love your cock.
There you go.
Did I get it?
You did. It actually was I love cock, but you
I
know what?
I couldn't. Yeah.
I can't wait for the best of where I get to cut that phrase out and have you saying,
I love your cock.
Very
I
nice.
Love your cock. Nice.
Wow.
All right. So everyone got a point on that one.
So right now the score is tied. Both teams 2-2.
Wow.
And I think we should do first to five, I think would be a good. Okay. I think it'd be real
or
good.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, or 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Let's see here. Let's go for another phrase.
Dead air.
I'm going to put my own background music up here.
You don't like mine?
No. We need some Herb Albert.
You know, I was just looking for... this will be right what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is a game show theme song. This is like Love Connection or something.
It sure is.
Hello.
Alrighty, Chief, you are on top, and Trencher, you are on the bottom. There you go.
I could do that one.
Wow.
Alrighty. Are you ready, Chief?
I suppose so.
All right, and go.
Murphy would like to... Murphy whips it out, and he wants to put it somewhere, and he's going to...
Dirty Sanchez?
Wow.
Fuck me?
You hear with this.
Ear?
Okay, and Murphy whips out his cock, and he wants to...
Stick it in my ear?
There we go. All right, rock on. Okay, Trencher, mark a point down for him.
Yeah. Got a point for...
It was stick it in my ear?
It was stick it in my ear.
Oh, God.
Are you ready, Trench?
Let me see the phrase again. Okay.
Dude, if you didn't have earplugs on or headphones, I'd give you a wet willy.
with her toe.
Yeah. No, with my...
Are we ready?
Okay, yes.
Go.
After you drank all that fucking sugar-free energy drink, you were screaming this as you were taking a dump.
Fuck.
No.
Shit.
Phrase. Your
my ass is on fire?
Close. First part.
Ass.
Got it?
Fire?
No. What it do? If it's on fire, it means it's...
Burning. My ass is burning?
Or if you get kicked in your ass, what? If you get kicked in your ass, it what?
No bounces, swells.
Bounces?
Bounces, swells.
We're going to lose because of you.
And time. Yeah, that is time. Why don't you go ahead and tell them what it was?
My ass hurts.
Oh. Oh. Again, something else I can't wait to cut out of the audio.
I'm not liking this setup here. I'm really not liking this setup.
So the score is now
3-2. They are winning. I'm lying. It's now 27-1.
All right. Now let's get another phrase going here.
Can't explain shit.
Let's see. What should we have Ginger make Chief say?
I can't explain shit.
That's right.
What?
No, it's because Murphy has this agenda going on with any clue he gives me.
Yes, I know this.
He has an agenda with all of us.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Unfortunately for you.
Something's going to be stuck in my ear.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be just a small prick. Yes.
I didn't get my tattoo, what? By the way.
What?
Why not? Why? You were supposed to go on Thursday.
Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah. He's too booked.
I got more work on mine.
You did?
Yeah.
I know what I want,
show
finally.
Okay, guys, are we ready? Ginger, yours is on top, and Decaf, yours is on the bottom.
Oh, God.
Are we ready? Ginger.
I'm afraid.
Are you ready? And go.
It's an alcoholic beverage, something and juice.
Gin.
Okay, first word.
No, sweetie, that's your name. Okay? That's the phrase. That's the phrase.
Oh, shit. Can we start over?
Start
over.
Oh, my God. All right, ready, and...
Wait!
Holy shit. No, not you. We'll let you compose yourself. Yeah, she saw... I put a little abbreviation for her
Ginger,
name. I just put
you have
Jin.
A little blonde up there. That's...
Yeah, it's a whole lot of blonde.
My face is beat red right
now. All right,
now.
Are we ready, sweetie?
Okay.
All right, and go.
The man upstairs.
God.
Oh, shit.
Jehovah.
No, you got it the first time. If you passed away, you are...
Dead.
The phrase... The first word, the last word is the third word. There's something in the middle. What was the first
God,
word?
God, something dead?
Yes.
God is dead?
Yes!
Hey! Hey! Where's Nietzsche?
That blonde.
Where's all right. Nietzsche?
Where's Nietzsche? Very good. So that's another point. I don't know if it should just be a half point, though. No, we'll give him a full point. Decaf, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Jim.
Go.
Chris's alias name.
Murphy.
Something that you thought about Meg today.
Oh,
another word
no.
for attractive.
Murphy hot?
No.
I do another not word. Like where this is another, going!
Another word.
Murphy's gay?
No. The extreme word you could call a girl.
Murphy's a cunt?
No. No, not extremely bad. Extremely good.
Oh, you're ticking time.
Another word for fornication. Oh. The official
Murphy's
word.
Fucking...
And you're done.
What? I don't what?
Murphy is sexy.
Oh, and I'm cutting that one out, too.
Oh, God.
So it is now 4-2, correct?
Yeah. We are losing bad.
Shitty.
Oh, my.
All right. Wow. Wait,
I got a way we can win. Hold on.
Uh-oh. I'm
put
afraid.
Put my full name up there next.
Anybody want some gin?
Wow. All right, guys.
Okay.
I may have spelled yours wrong, Chief, but I'm sure you can get the hint. And,
spelled it wrong.
Yours is on the bottom.
That's pretty easy.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
Chief, go.
Ow. This is an STD.
Play fair, Trench.
Starts with a G.
Gonorrhea?
Yeah. Oh,
you can do start with.
You're an
no, actually.
Oh, that's a bull. That can't do start
if you've
with.
Ever saw, no, password, you cannot do that. You yeah. do not get a point.
Oh, that's a bunch.
I'm sorry.
You have gonocephal herpalates.
Well, say whatever you like, but you don't get a point. Trencher, are you ready?
I think I am.
Go.
It's opposite of stereo. It's.
Radio.
No.
Television.
Sound quality. You either get stereophonic or...
Oh, mono.
Thank you.
There you go. Look at that.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I had to bring it back to like 1974 yes, terminology.
Or you could have said the kissy disease.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you would have gotten that as easy.
No.
You want to hear something funny?
We just talked about mono this week at work.
Really? My wife got mono the first week we were dating.
Oh, shit.
You gave her mono?
I gave then girlfriend now
how did you get mono?
From
know.
A cow?
My sister had mono.
That's moo.
My friend had mono. Yeah. I was like 10.
My wife, my poor wife, you know, she was like, what, 17, 18 at the time? She was just knocked out. She's like, knocked her out.
Yeah,
all right,
it's
anyway.
Done.
Come on, Murph.
Come on.
They got to beat us or we got to catch up and die.
Or something.
All right. Ginger, you are on top.
What?
And Decaf, you are on the bottom.
Fuck.
Okay.
Are you ready? Ginger, go.
What's an word for these?
Boobies.
Second, keep going.
Titties.
Okay, that's the second word.
All right.
The first one you would also call a pussy, something curtains. What's the first word?
Something curtains.
Come on, it's really bad. Not the pussy, the actual skin folds.
That would be labia.
Something curtains.
Something.
Oh, come on, you don't know what these are.
You know this word. It's bad.
It's
another
bad.
And time.
Can I guess this
You
one?
Can go ahead and take a guess.
It's something with meat curtains.
It's meat tits.
Meat tits.
Meat tits? I think he made what? It up.
Yeah, he did. He's stretching now.
No, I'm not. Meat tits is something I hear on a daily basis. Thank you very much.
Let me guess. Wait. I bet it's from O&A.
Yeah, little Jimmy Norton's called meat tits all the time. Fuck off. All right. Decaf, are you ready?
Yes.
And go.
Follows roast. What? The next word after roast.
Beef?
Okay. And it's the word that they were talking about for the last 5 minutes.
Curtains?
Say it again.
Beef curtains.
There you go. Beef curtains.
Hey, wait a minute. I just guessed my own before.
Yeah, how funny is that?
That's funny. That is good. But hey, we're tied now. 4-4.
Wow.
Okay. All righty. I guess I'm going to have to get
You're going to have to get
things that make you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Who did the Christmas decorations? They're really nice.
I think that's the studio.
Yeah.
Oops, that was in the playlist. Oh, well.
I say we leave it on. Okay, are we ready, guys? Here are your words. Chief, you are on top, and Trench, you are on the bottom.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah!
Are we ready, Chief?
Yes.
Go.
If Murphy had balls, he would keep them in this.
His boxer?
No, it's the piece of flesh that he supposedly keeps them in.
His penis? His ball sack?
Another word.
Scrotum?
Yeah.
Hey, scrotum. So that is?
Five.
That is five. So if you guys score on this one, you are not allowed to use physical examples. If you score on this one, it is tied and it goes to the super tiebreaker. If you do not answer this one, then these guys win. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Do you need
ready.
Your word again?
I got this one.
All right, and go.
Pro Wrestler says, oh, brother, and eat your vitamins and pray every day. World champion for millions
Hulk
of years. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Now
I didn't think it was that simple. I think harder.
It was Hulk Hogan. I mean, that was so simple.
All right, it is super tiebreaker time.
Shazad thinks you keep your
I was going to say glass
purse.
Jar.
Yeah, exactly.
Shazad. In the chat
all right,
room.
Ginger, Trencher, or excuse me, Ginger, Chief, which one of you is going to be guessing?
She'll guess. Ginger will guess.
Ginger will guess.
The radio listeners, they just pointed at each other. Yeah.
Great radio gag there, guys. Okay, Trencher, Decaf, which one of you guys will guess?
I'll guess.
All right. So first we will go with you, Chief. Here is your final super secret word. Are you ready for it?
I am ready.
Oh, so you weren't.
No, I had to get a lot of room. It is a phrase.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, I really hope it's
Can
not
I help decorate the Christmas tree?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I'm sure Jimmy... I mean, come on, we already have Stone Cold Head as the star on top.
Oh, shit, I just realized that.
You know, at the studio, I expected a bunch of penises to be lit up
you
on
know,
the
I, you know,
Chief?
Oh, my God. Okay, I think I can do this. Okay.
Ready?
Holy shit!
All right.
And you have 30 seconds starting now.
We should have
more time. Wait. You've seen the movie Christmas Story, right? Okay, the little encoded message that he fills out from the ring.
Oh, that is brilliant.
What does it say?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Don't shoot your eye out. That's
no,
so
no,
wrong.
No, no, no. It's the message for the Nestle Quick type drink that he's supposed to...
Oh, you're coming up on time.
That's the only way I can describe this.
And time.
What was it?
Don't forget to drink your Ovaltine.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
It's all right. Let's rally. We can do it.
You're going to fry. You're going to lose.
I'm sorry, Ginger. Let me tell you what you didn't win. It's William Williams said of Encyclopedia International, A Case of Turtle Wax, and a Year's Supply of Rice Running at a San Francisco Treat.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Trencher, you are guessing.
I was winning for the first 14 years of my life, and I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Wow. Jehovah's Witness.
Huh?
Jehovah's Witness. Wow.
Okay, are we ready?
Mommy and Daddy must be proud.
Decaf?
My dad's not anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom's not proud.
Go.
This type of sex is illegal in some states.
Animal?
No. No, sodomy.
What? Oh, sodomy. Anal.
Okay. It's a phrase. Now, something that guys would brag about that they did.
Stuck it in her ear. I did it in an uncomfortable place.
Like a bat. Fucked her in the ass.
Is he close?
Fucked her in the ass. How can you fucked her in the butt? Stick it in the butt.
And time.
Oh, that's so not funny.
The phrase was, I stuck it in her ass and she cried.
What?
Excuse me. Will anybody on that side of the table please slap Murphy?
Ow, son of a
bitch. I need more skin. It's no fun.
Whoa.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, he gives you guys drink more of a teen. He gives Decaf and I we should.
I know, this is like a whole sentence and shit.
What the hell?
It's a whole paragraph.
I think we need to go to break and play that Vast song I put in there.
I don't know. Well, anywho, what the hell is
one
wrong?
One more. We have one more round. We're going to reverse it. Ginger?
Listeners are dying as we talk.
Hey, that's just not fair.
Come on now.
Why do you get the easy
ones? That is not. How is that fucking easy?
The other one.
Give it to him.
You want
to
pass?
Yes, pass.
What?
All right.
Hey. If I pass it, that's
oh, wait, he okay. already saw it, though. So
give it to him.
I'm the one talking this time.
I'll give it to him. He'll get it.
Oh, give it to me.
All right.
Give it to me, black man.
All right, you've got 30 seconds.
Wait, you can cut that out, too.
Okay. Go.
Okay, 1,000 megabytes is
a gig.
Okay, it's the line from Back to the Future.
120.1 gigawatts. Yes.
There we go, 1.21 gigawatts.
Wow.
See, all right. That's why I passed.
Yeah.
All right, Ginger. This one's all you, okay? And this will be along the same vein, all right?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He'll be 1.22 gigawatts. Yeah. Trust me. He's not that creative. It's just Murph. Murph's a douche.
Man. Oh, gosh.
Shouldn't have passed, should ya?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There's seven words in this phrase.
Oh. Are you ready?
Oh, sorry.
Ready?
And show it to me again.
Go.
There's seven words in this phrase.
Okay.
The first three words is what the rock is cooking is the end of the phrase that we need.
What the rock is cooking?
It's wrestling term. What the rock is cooking. Blank, 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 blank. What the rock is cooking. You don't watch wrestling?
I haven't watched wrestling in years.
You are.
If you what?
If you're going to use your nose.
You're smelling.
Okay.
Can you smell?
What do you call yourself when you're speaking
and
about
time.
Yourself?
You're I'm so sorry.
Wait.
Trench, would you like to guess?
Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
I can and you're completely incorrect.
What?
It is the most infamous line from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
I can smell your cunt from here.
Ew.
So
I feel dirty now.
The big wieners.
We won! Woo! Yay!
All right.
That was the most girly cheer ever.
Never mind.
Yeah.
So yeah, there we go. That's the end of Spank
we
Wagon
get him
Password.
Back somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he's just being him.
We're gonna
my
spike
arm's
your...
all freaking red now.
All right.
Cut fucking up. Fuck off. I'll fucking tie your labia in a knot. Don't fuck with me.
He can do it.
Dude, Murphy is so gay.
Murphy is.
Murphy's a faggot.
Did you see what she wrote on this?
No, what did you write?
Seriously, isn't that fucked up?
No.
Murphy has a donkey cock?
Yeah, but he keeps it for himself and puts
Murphy
it in his ass.
Murphy sucks donkey dick.
Nice.
And he changed
it. I knew that couldn't be real.
Oh no, Murphy has a donkey cock, but he uses it on his own ass.
You know, I gotta say, the line flopped bad the first time. You had to bring it back?
Absolutely, and he gotta laugh the second time. See how this works? If at first you don't succeed, make more fun of Murphy.
Exactly. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Who did that? Who did that?
Who did the what?
Who just did belched?
Who did that?
You were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, seriously. What were you bubbling up? Come there?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Today's been a pretty good show. We had Meg on earlier from Cantoon.com, Cannibal Art. And, a little bit of a fetish model. Yeah.
A little bit of a fetish model. What are you fucking new?
Yeah, those were huge.
Those were huge. Do we got any news or topics of conversation
to
cover on, folks?
I think Ginger has her now famous bit.
Okay.
Oh? Oh, and I don't have music for it.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Damn. I'll bring some in for you. So with some of my stories of this week, I have... did you hear about the woman MP that wants to demand hookers for troops?
What?
In
really?
Holland? Yeah, she wants hookers. She wants the prostitutes to go on.
She wants camp followers.
No, she wants, well, basically.
Yeah.
She wants them to be sent abroad with the troops to help them relax. She says that, I can't even read what I fucking wrote.
She has the worst handwriting ever.
I wrote it fast.
Open your eyes, Connie Chunk.
Oh. You know, you just ruined that.
No. Go ahead.
She said that the army must think about how their soldiers can beat off steam.
Wow. Apparently. I don't know. You know what? If George Bush sent me to fucking Iraq... And
I'd want a fucking hooker.
Yeah, I'd want a hooker. I would.
Saudi horse.
Wait.
Saudi horse.
They asked one military man what he thought of it, and he said that his wife wouldn't appreciate it.
Well, here's the problem I have. You're getting shot at. What's the last thing on your mind? I want to get laid.
Yeah.
No, it's duck.
Then it's, I wonder if this guy's got a foxhole somewhere.
Oh,
wait, maybe that's just the Navy.
Wait, what branch of the military? You were in Army.
Army.
Yeah, that's what you thought.
Ground pounder.
Yeah.
No, I thought.
you pounded who?
Yeah,
into the ground?
You know, I thought this is what the Army guys think. Fuck, I hope the Marines get here soon.
She went on National Dutch TV and she demanded extra benefits for the soldiers.
Extra benefits.
That's one story.
Okay, all those in favor of hookers for our military, raise your hand. It's unanimous.
Anyone is in favor of Rumsfeld getting a hooker, raise your hand. I mean, shit, that guy looks like he hasn't gotten laid since Truman was in office.
Speaking of hookers, there was a junkyard prostitution ring that has been killed because, where is this? Ohio.
The dog died.
They had them part time. Bestiality was there.
What?
No, sorry, I'm making it up.
Wow. Mentioned bestiality, and I heard a thump but underneath Trench's desk.
They did have a junkyard by day, call girl house by night at the owner of the junkyard's home.
Okay, who would want to go? I want to get laid next
one.
You
they
go.
Found out. They found out because the neighbors were complaining of the traffic and the strange noises out of the junkyard.
That doesn't sound like a car being crushed.
They would have five prostitutes at a time waiting for calls.
Damn. Wow.
He was making the big bucks.
Sanford and
Horace.
This
is in Ohio. Okay, for my last story, this poor man, well, it's kind of his fault. He needed surgery after he had sex with a hedgehog.
That poor hedgehog.
He was having.
Can you imagine that thing screaming?
Okay, I had a hedgehog. We couldn't even pick that thing up without oven mitts.
A witch doctor told him that this would cure his premature ejaculation.
What?
What?
Yeah, 35-year-old male.
I'm guessing this is from Africa, right?
No, it's from
Ohio.
Say that. Belgrade?
Belgrade?
Yeah. A witch doctor had told him to do
Europe.
It. He did it.
Nice.
A witch doctor?
The hedgehog was not harmed.
I told the witch doctor I could not get it up.
Was severely lacerated.
I told the witch doctor I could not get some wood.
Now
I told
he's
the witch
fine.
Doctor I could not get no sperm. He said, ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang. Fuck this hedgehog. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang. What about being
Nice.
And people say I'm not comedy genius.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all week.
I was going to bring
Dark
something
Wednesday.
Up earlier, when we were discussing Chief.
What?
I am
a man
dying.
Hooked himself up in protest in Mexico City. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, yeah.
To show off his tattoos and piercings because they're tired of people discriminating against them because they can't get jobs. So he decided to hang himself with piercings from a tree in protest.
Wow.
And all the other people that were there to protest him stripped down to show their tattoos.
Oh.
I don't know what they were trying to prove, but
we're freaks.
Personally, I don't know a cholo without, a couple tats
right?
somewhere.
Teardrop on the eye or something.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
They said that they're all kinds of they're victims of all types of discrimination and that they don't get good jobs and are mistreated everywhere. I think it's a big excuse to not work.
You know
but
what?
Hey.
I can actually believe that. I mean, it must be really hard to get a job at an airport if you've got 45 pounds of metal jammed through your skin. You get anywhere near the alarm.
You know what, though? You know what, though? The dude hung himself from a tree. He's perfect for the meat handling business.
Yeah.
I mean, hung himself.
Now, wait a minute. Wasn't there... Wasn't
no, he
there,
hung himself by his shoulders and his arms.
Wasn't there a magician in town that did that where they put the spikes through their back? Or their,
yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. There was a magician in town, but also remember there was that weird-ass show that I think it was on Spike or one of the
I think it was like
channels.
Chris Angel.
Oh, yeah.
No. This guy was a primal guy. I know they did it on the Sci-Fi Channel. They had a house full of normal people and a house full of freaks. And there was a guy whose whole body was tattooed, and he had the big.
Fuck you.
Anyway,
he
had the quote unquote normal person he was teamed up with actually put the hooks through his body.
Oh.
And then they hung up on there, and then to prove to them how much he was beyond that, he had them hanging off his body as he's hung up through the skin on his shoulders on this bar. It was a fantastic show. It was really cool, but
it was a fantastic show. I DVR'd it. Yeah.
Do you hear those noises coming out of the green room?
Oh, that's normal.
That's normal.
That's the troll. Yeah. I think no big reds in here. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Or who.
Yeah. You see the size of that thing in there? It's like it had a kickstart.
Yeah, it has a saddle.
So, okay.
What?
So, who all's in favor of me taking Ginger dildo shopping in the next couple of weeks?
Nice. No, I'll go with it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That could be fun. I think
I need to get her the Uber Dong 5000, complete with stick shift.
No, I actually want
the
one I've heard so much about. It's a what?
The Jackrabbit?
No, not the actual dildo vibrator. It's the
egg.
The it doesn't penetrate.
The magic bullet.
The butterfly.
Yeah.
Now I've heard good things about the Jackrabbit. In fact, I've had some women say that if it could collect a paycheck and mow the lawn, they wouldn't ever need a husband. I mean, this thing, it's not huge, but it's about this long. It's about I'd
Murphy's
say,
tested this product.
9 or 10 inches long. It does vibrate, but it also has a small motion, like a twirling motion. But then it has a clit stimulator, which is where it gets its name, in the shape of a rabbit.
And it moves off the base. Yeah.
Jesus. Well, first off, I want to know, how does Murphy know so much about dildos?
Yes,
I saw it on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we had a sex party, one of those girly fun parties back when I was in high
school. Okay, everyone shut up. I want to hear this.
One of my friends pulled it out of the box. He goes, "This is the best thing ever." I swear I was waiting for her to take her clothes off. It was the best scene at one of those parties.
So do you currently have any vibrators?
We should have one here.
What?
Yes, we should. You're absolutely right. We should. Do you have any vibrators?
Yeah.
Get the lotion, guys. Which one? What kind of?
Oh, I don't know the name of it. It's a pink one, and it's sparkly, and it moves.
Is it how big is it?
How what?
About how big is it?
It's about
can't be that
five
big.
6 inches. It's not obnoxiously
and
large.
How many times a month do you have to put new batteries in it?
It's definitely pink.
Actually, I don't get it that often.
You don't.
It's all
now.
Talked about this last week.
Is it all for the Gina box, or does it ever?
It's more
travel
of
a little
cock tease more than anything. I like my little funny that I made. It is more than a cock tease.
So you're
tease.
Oh,
like
that's
it.
Right. You're a clitoral stimulation girl.
I'm both, but I don't. Clitoral. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
This
it's
is deja vu.
Enough.
I'm getting deja vu.
We
off of this.
Talked about this last week.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to ask every week
to have like 7,200 RPM on their cock. I mean,
Have you ever been?
Somebody did. Okay, an ex-boyfriend who may be listening. Hopefully, his daughter's not home. If he is, we were having sex recently, and he put one of those massagers in between his pelvis and mine while he was fucking me. Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. It was one of the Walgreens massagers. No joke, I just saw it. I almost
anyone hear
it.
That? That was my cock hitting the console. Holy shit.
Taking notes.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Remind me to wash the console later.
Why, you don't sit over there.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck it.
So we have, you are in fact a clitoral stimulation kind of girl. Now, do you like the nipples played with or?
Yes, they're now, pierced.
Pinching? Oh, so.
Oh.
Word.
To your
mother. Okay.
They both like men sucking on their nipples.
Wait. She has them. Cool. He has them. Gay.
No, it's not.
No, you don't understand. Chief is gay.
I've seen
Chief
his wife.
Gay. Yeah, see?
She's a beard.
Plausible deniability.
So would you, like, say you were to have sex with Chief and you guys were chest to chest, would you ever be afraid of your nipple rings maybe getting, like, caught
or
something?
Are they hoops or are they?
No, mine are bars.
Oh, that would scare me, actually.
Oh, you got hoops? Mine are hoops. Oh, shit, yeah.
I'd be like, wait, no!
Oh, God, no!
I could just see the sitcom of this. They're hopping to the phone. Hopping around together.
Somebody call the doctor.
Keep your hands on the nipples at all times.
Yeah. They're like, who are we going to call?
Somebody's titty fucking
a dildo. She's using the jackrabbit wrong.
Titty fucking a dildo is not my type of stimulant. Sorry. That's good porn for you boys.
Not either. I'm like Bucake.
She looks like she's 16.
Actually,
she?
Is that Kate from Kate's Playground? She's got a hoof foot.
But her,
what?
She
have
her
you
legs,
seen this?
She looks 19.
Kate's Playground, if you've never seen this, this girl, whenever there are shots of her, I think it's her left foot is always covered or her left foot's always out of the shot. It's because she's got like a hoof foot. She's got like that cow. Like this is her foot. Seriously, she's got like this giant set of toes that do this.
Does she
this.
Have heels on?
Well, she does have heels on in some of the shots, but you can see like the ridge and the
probably,
giant
honestly,
knuckle.
If she has heels on, it's probably because she's standing wrong. And
we've seen
small.
The pictures of her without it. She has a hoof foot.
Okay, I'm trying to help the girl.
It is creepy. And it is a hoof
because
foot.
A lot of women do buy shoes and their toes come up over.
No, this is fucking barn door. Okay, it's a fucking hoof foot.
On her foot.
And there's nothing worse than you're beaten off and you're watching one of her videos or looking at some pictures. Like, yeah, and then you get to that foot and you're like, oh, God damn it, woman, put on a sock.
Disgruntled masturbation.
Exactly.
Does that mean you're gonna have a sick
porn,
note next week,
dude?
So when are we doing this shopping?
I think we should do it probably after the new year. I would say. And we'll go shopping, and you know what we'll do is
where are we gonna go?
There's a couple of places in town. We'll go somewhere that neither of us have been to in a while.
Let me give you some advice, Ginger. Mm-hmm. Leave the pink dildos alone. Get the black one at 6 to 12 inches. It's the big boy size, okay?
Why? So you have something you feel like you could grow
honestly,
up and have?
The reason why I don't attach myself to my dildo more frequently is because I don't want to ruin for the next man I have sex with because you can get used to that.
Baby, just give him the ass.
No, you fucking cheap. You just don't want to buy those fucking batteries.
That. Ow. It's, ow. You, it's son of a not bitch. A good thing to.
Door
yeah.
Cell or Energizer.
So wait, haven't you tried Kegel exercise? Is this Kegel?
Kegel
exercise? You ever tried those?
You know, I could say something really bad. Right
say
now.
It.
No, I don't.
It's internet radio. You don't need to because you're just that tight, right? That's what you're gonna say. That's what you're gonna say, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So are you up?
I talked to a friend of mine a couple weeks ago complaining because I was trying to masturbate and I was too tight and it was pissing me off because it was hurting my hand.
Sweet, well, that's the problem. You're trying to use the hand. Just try a finger, okay? Two fingers?
Two fingers
is too much. So one finger?
No, not all the time.
No.
At that time, it was.
You start with a pinky and work your way up.
So because we keep talking about my clitoral stimulation, are we going to go around the table and talk about penis stimulation?
We like it when our cock is touched. That's pretty much the end of the conversation.
Murphy likes to shove that electro-stimulus shit
fuck
up
off.
His cock.
You know,
right?
We don't even have to have
ball sack little attachment from Jackass for you.
We don't even have to have like the cock touched.
Silky boxers.
Breathe near it. Yeah, exactly.
Silky
a
boxers.
A good pair of. That's why I can't wear boxers. I have to wear boxer briefs. Keep everything kind of tied up in a package.
Yep.
Because if stuff starts moving around down there, I'm gonna walk around with a pup tent in my pants.
Yes. Same thing. I have to wear boxer briefs because if I wear regular boxers, same thing. It's like standing up in front of a group of people. It's like, oh, shit, you know?
It's like, oh, shit, is someone playing taps? Fucking Christ.
You know, I had a tattoo artist. I had a tattoo artist.
What? Wait. I say a 10 hut to a dick joke. He goes, Sig Heil. What
dude,
the fuck is
look who you're talking
you,
to.
Kid?
Look who you're fucking talking to.
I killed my pen.
You did. You killed your.
I was looking at the. I was
don't
at the
masturbate
David
with the pen. It snaps. How many fucking times have I told you this?
Okay, Ginger, you were saying?
Oh, I had a friend in town. That wanted to pierce my taint for free.
Ow.
Oh, wow.
And I refused to do it because I don't want that pierced.
Wait, who said that they had their... Oh, no. I was on Daily Noise a couple months ago, and Amber Wilde, who was in the studio, was talking about that kind of piercing.
No.
Like, did you know there's a difference between width and long when you have that shit pierced?
No, yeah. That's... I could never do that. Wait, do you have your clit pierced?
No.
You say that like it'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
Okay. When I was getting my tattoo done a couple weeks ago, these two black chicks came into the studio. Huh?
What?
What?
No, I want to hear about the two black chicks at the studio.
Yeah, no. They you know, they were pretty hot. They came in and they were coming in for clip piercings. And so, no, they, you know, they're all nervous and shit. You know, they like took about a half hour to get work it up. So they finally go into the back and everything. No screaming, no anything. You know, you don't hear anything. They come out, you know, like 5 minutes later and they got these big old fucking grins on their faces.
Yeah, no, it supposedly gives you the best orgasm you'll ever have. Yeah. A, why I won't do it. B, because you can get used
Wait,
to
what?
It. If when you get pierced down there, it supposedly gives you the best stimulation.
I know that, but why won't you do that?
Because then it ruins it for the future stimulations, and you can you can become.
That's how much of a giving person she is. She just wants to make sure that her box is just perfect.
You become
for the next unlucky bastard that comes.
You become a catatonic masturbator.
A what?
A catatonic masturbator.
Wait.
Like no excitement, and she's like. It's not like the one when I got the piercing.
Oh.
What?
You'll never measure up to my dildo.
And that's why I don't, you know.
Toodle says he has his dick pierced.
And on that note.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We have a lot of people we need to thank for hanging out with us. Anorexic Pillow, B&M, Chizad, Chris, 1014, or 1019. 40 Kiss Freaks, Schmack, yeah, I think I got that, and Toodle Nuggets,
otherwise known as Cock Piercing Boy.
Yeah, we got a lot of people we need to thank as well. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for allowing us to hang out in their studio and talk dick jokes in the seats. All right, big thank you to our syndicates, Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Remember, if we're not live,
you'll find us pierced and in the archive.
And as a matter of fact, the archive going back to 2002 is now back online.
Guys, don't forget to go to cantoons.com to check out Meg, her pictures, her artwork, and all kinds of other stuff.
And to remember, go to our MySpace. That's myspace.com/spankwagon. All right, again, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
I'm Ginger.
Decaf.
And tune in next week for the Spankwagon Christmas special.
Yay.
I'm scared.
I already got the song written for a darker perspective,
baby.
Yes, you can.
All right, folks. We will see you.
Hey, Ginger, can I see your tits?
Next week.
No.
Ow. Son of a bitch.